Did you hear about the whistleblower? The former U.S. intelligence officer who says the U.S. military has alien spaceships hidden away and they are reverse engineering that technology? How about the family in Las Vegas who called the police because aliens crash-landed in their backyard? Or the former Israeli space security chief who said that the world leaders have been in contact with aliens for years? It seems like these days those of us who don't believe in aliens from another planet are the weirdos. What about Bigfoot? I listen to stories on YouTube about encounters with Bigfoot and other cryptids like dogmen for entertainment. Most of these stories sound credible to me. And with the stories from Missing 411, it makes you wonder what's really going on. Well, the first thing we need to realize is that none of this threatens our religion, as some would hope. If aliens are real, then they need Jesus. The Vatican has said so. It would be no different than when the Europeans discovered America. And if Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, Chupacabra, and others are real, well, then God made those creatures just like he made gorillas, sharks, and other things. And just because Bigfoot is perhaps more human-like and perhaps even more intelligent than other primates, it doesn't threaten the uniqueness of humans. It's just another animal. With all that said, should we embrace these things as real? I say no, and I'll tell you why. Because there's never been any proof. There's always evidence, but never proof. The difference between evidence and proof is this. If I come home and my door is open and all my stuff is in disarray, that's evidence that someone's been in my house. If I come home and there's a man standing in my living room, that's proof that someone's been in my house. If I decided that I'm going to take a team into the remote regions of America and we're going to capture a grizzly bear, the first few days, even weeks, we may not see anything beyond the evidence of a grizzly bear, such as paw prints. But if we wait long enough, eventually we will find one and document it and even capture it. However, we can do the same thing with Bigfoot, Chupacabra, dogmen, giants, whatever, and we'll never get beyond evidence. We might see footprints, dead carcasses that were clearly not killed by any known animal. We'll hear knocking on trees at night, even whoops and other sounds that aren't human but aren't from any known animal. We'll hear credible stories from the locals about their encounters with these things, but we will never, ever, no matter how long we stay out there, actually be able to officially document or capture a Bigfoot or whatever. I know this because over the last several decades, several people have tried and failed. I work with a guy who's an official Bigfoot hunter. He's part of the group from the TV show Finding Bigfoot. He's even been on TV a few times, and he'll tell you all about his Bigfoot encounters, but he's been trying for decades to get actual proof and has come up with nothing. It's the same thing with aliens. Despite all the credible eyewitness testimony, even the more credible government whistleblowers, there's no actual proof of aliens. The SETI Institute has been listening across the universe with fields of high-powered satellite dishes for decades and have heard nothing. They have high-powered telescopes that can see across the universe, and we've seen no sign of intelligent life anywhere. Yet aliens visit Billy Bob in the trailer park all the time. I've often said, there's more proof that we've been visited by the Virgin Mary than that we've been visited by aliens. So is Billy Bob lying? What about those government officials that have come forward? What about the Bigfoot tracks that experts say are not forgeries? What about the evidence? Well, do you trust the government? Do you trust the media? You shouldn't. People lie and fake evidence, and experts can be wrong. When I was a kid, the best evidence for the Loch Ness Monster was this photo. Many experts at the time said it was authentic. However, decades later, one of the men involved in taking the photo admitted that it was a fake, that he had made the head and placed it on a toy submarine, and they had placed it in the water. So people lie, and experts can be wrong. Because of that photo and others, several teams scanned Loch Ness, going up and down with radar, sonar, infrared, you name it, and never found anything. You don't hear about the Loch Ness Monster much anymore, do you? Now, you might say, well, the Native Americans knew about Sasquatch and Skinwalkers and Chupacabra and all that stuff centuries before the Europeans got here. Yeah, well, the Native Americans did a lot of drugs. Marijuana, shrooms, peyote, licking frogs, all those natural hallucinogens the druggies use, comes from the Native Americans. If I took some peyote, I might see Bigfoot too. Not that I do those things. Look, I'm supposedly a quarter Cherokee. My ancestry DNA profile does not reflect that. It says I'm all British and Northern European, and my mother looks like she just walked off the Mayflower, but when I was young, she was so convinced, and still is, despite her DNA profile, that we had Native American ancestry, that we were accepted into the Will Rogers American Indian Club. I even have a Native American name, Lone Gray Fox. So I'm not dissing my peeps here, guys, but the truth is the truth. Now, you might say, okay, I don't believe in Bigfoot and all that stuff, but why would God make such a big universe with billions upon billions of solar systems and planets? And that's just in our galaxy, not to mention the billions of other galaxies, just for us. Well, first of all, do you really think we know how big the universe is? Did someone count all the galaxies, solar systems, and planets? Those are estimates based on the scientific community's accepted theoretical cosmological model that's presented to us as proven fact when it's not. And some newer scientists are questioning that model and if the universe really is that big. But let's say it is that big, and there are other planets like Earth with the same climate, air, water, plant life, and even animal life. How do you know it's not there for us? Maybe all of that is true, but we are still the only intelligent life in the universe, and God made it for us to eventually colonize. We can't do it now, but what about 100 or 200 years from now? So do I just believe everyone's lying? Some people, yes, but everyone, no. We make fun of ancient people because they believed in minotaurs and centaurs. Medieval people because they believed in fairies, elves, gnomes, and leprechauns. People used to believe in vampires and werewolves. Do you think those people believed in those things for centuries, even millennia, but no one ever saw one? I think the people who aren't lying were tricked by demons. I have a video titled, Are Aliens Really Demons? It goes into the evidence that alien abductions are a demonic trick. Now, you have to understand, I'm a sci-fi monster movie nut. I love this stuff. I wanted all of this stuff to be true, but I became convinced that aliens were demons a few years ago, thanks to a Christian alien research group called CE4. And the more I listen to these stories of Bigfoot, dogmen, etc., the more I'm convinced they are too. These stories often talk about the creatures communicating with them, even telepathically, and that there is a connection with these creatures and aliens. In one story I heard, a woman talked about how her whole life, no matter where she lived, and she lived in several states, the local Bigfoot would come to her and develop a relationship with her. Other people around her would see them too, but they were really only interested in her. And they would often chase people away from her, in other words, isolating her from other people. That's demonic. If she really is experiencing this, it's demonic. Fairies, elves, Bigfoot, chupacabra, giants, dogmen, Satan will be whatever you're weak to. He'd rather you chase after Bigfoot than chase after Jesus. It's why a whole religion has developed around this stuff, the New Age. Because of scientism, the belief in evolution, and the space age, the devil knows he can't convince us of the old mythical creatures anymore, but he can convince us of aliens and Bigfoot. Aliens, Bigfoot, and all the other cryptids are no different than fairies, elves, and vampires. It's superstition for a generation that fancies themselves to be above superstition. It's ironic, actually. God made two kinds of intelligent life, angels and humans. And that's it. And guess what? Satan and the demons are angels, and they have powers far beyond what we can comprehend. Of course, God is infinitely more powerful. Now, the Bible tells us that at some point there is going to be a major worldwide deception crafted by the devil. 2 Thessalonians 2, 8-12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false. The lawless one is the Antichrist. And though this may not be his time, we are told that there will be many antichrists leading up to the Antichrist. 1 John 2:18. Children, it is our last hour, and as you have heard, that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour. Well, it only stands to reason that there will also be many deceptions leading up to the big deception. And I personally believe that all this effort by the elites to normalize belief in aliens is leading up to some kind of fake alien first contact that will deny the truths of Christianity and cause the loss of many souls. Conspiracy theorists have predicted false alien invasion or first contact for quite a while now. And in case you didn't notice, a lot of those wacky conspiracy theories we used to laugh at are turning out to be true. So in the end, I do believe there is something to aliens, Bigfoot, and other cryptids, just not what other people think it is. I think most of it is a hoax, and the rest is demonic. Until my next video, God bless.